You ready to drive? The slides, or do I have them? We'll begin in a few minutes. Okay. Good afternoon. This is Brian Cute with the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. We welcome the public, both in the room and online, to our interaction with the community. I'd like to have the other members of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team to introduce themselves before we get started in turn, if you would. Fiona?
My name is Fiona Songa. I'm on the HRT on behalf of the Address Supporting Organization. Thank you.
My name is Carlos Gutierrez. I represent Costa Rica on the Governmental Advisory Committee. Thank you.
My name is Lisa Fu. I come from the Danish Registry.dk.
Alan Greenberg, at large advisory committee.
Steve Crocker from the ICANN board, and I have to apologize. I have a short period of time and then I have to run off to another meeting.
Rav Vidoria, a member of the ATRT, though I guess I wanted to be in the audience. And forgive me, I'm going to eat my lunch.
This is Brian Cute. I'm from the Registry Stakeholders Group and the chair of ATRT2. Welcome, everyone, to the public session. What we're going to do first is walk you through a series of slides to outline the scope of work of ATRT2, highlight some of the questions we're looking at, And the main purpose of this session is to get input from the community. We'll then turn it over to the floor internally for people to take the mic. And for those online, to please post questions. We'll take your questions and respond in turn. So the charter of ATRT2 comes from the affirmation of commitments. The actual scope of our work is defined in paragraph 9.1. And the affirmation of commitments chartered four review teams in total, one of which is on accountability and transparency. This is the second such review team on accountability and transparency, and these reviews are scheduled to occur on a three-year cycle. This review team commenced its work in February of this year. Our work schedule has us issuing draft recommendations in mid-October of this year and a final report to the ICANN board by 31st December of this year. Most importantly, we need input from the community. And in terms of getting in from the community, we have to assess in an independent and objective way how well ICANN has implemented the recommendations of the prior review teams. Those ATRT1, the Security and Stability and Resiliency Review Team, and the WHOIS Review Team. We also will focus on some new areas where recommendations may lead to improvements in accountability and transparency. And lastly, we need to issue recommendations with respect to the effectiveness of the review process itself. That being said, at this stage of our work, we are still in the data gathering phase and listening mode. In receiving about 30 public comments to date, we reviewed comments, and in so doing, we've formulated some questions at this point that we're framing up for the community to hopefully trigger some dialogue. The questions are questions that have come top of mind to us at this point of our analysis, and some of the questions, 1 through 6, are general questions. 7 and forward are questions that we developed having read public comments received to date. So I'll walk through the questions and then turn over the floor to folks in the room and online. First question, in your view, is the GNSO PDP working well? And if not, what needs to be done? Question 2, the multi-stakeholder model presumes we can get substantive involvement from all stakeholders, including those who do not have financial interests at stake. Is that being achieved effectively? And if not, what does ICANN need to change to be able to do it effectively? Question 3, do you think the process to receive comments is working well? And if not, what needs to be done to fix or change it? For the comments that are received, do you feel that those requested by PDP working groups, staff, and the board are effectively taken into account in ultimate decisions? Question 4, do you believe that ICANN's organization of advisory committees and support organizations and their respective internal organizations are effective in achieving ICANN's multi-stakeholder goals? And if not, how should things be changed? Question 5, do you have any comments with regard to ICANN's implementation of the recommendations of the three earlier Affirmation of Commitment review teams, ATRT1, WHOIS, and Security, Stability, and Resiliency? Question 6, do you have concerns about ICANN's overall transparency and accountability or related issues that are specific to your group? Question 7, public comments appear to indicate a concern that there has not been a substantive improvement in accountability and transparency since the ATRT1 report. What is your impression? What do you recommend we should focus on? Question 8, has the community any specific issues or concerns with other aspects of security, stability, and resiliency that are outside of DNF's specific issue? Question 9, in regards to public comments, how do commenters and the staff and board deal with the practice of orchestrated, high-volume form letter commenting or astroturfing? Question 10, does the community embrace decisions made in regards to IP addresses and AS numbers? Question 11, how can we ensure that ICANN decisions are embraced or accepted? Do you review the decisions? If not, why not? If you don't embrace or accept ICANN's decisions, do you feel your opinion was properly understood and considered? Question 12. Is transparency sacrificed for expedience when the board has a difficult decision to make? If yes, please provide examples. Question 13. Is it clear to you that the board has a dual role as a governance component inside the organization and is the last stop policy organ? How do you deal with that dual role? Question 14. Oh, thank you. Question 14. Are the working methodologies of your group fully accountable and transparent? If not, how could they be enhanced or approved? And I think that last word should have been improved. So those are the questions that we've put to the community. We would welcome any input on those questions. Certainly any other issues that are of concern or interest to you with respect to ATRT2's work are welcome as well. So don't be constrained by those questions in offering inputs. And with that, we'd open it up to the floor and to those online. If you have a question, please come to the microphone. Are there any questions from online, Alice? Avery?
Yes. Given the paucity of questions from online or attendance in this room, I'm wondering whether we should take any meaning from that. Should we? And I'm asking this in all seriousness. You know, yes, there's an exciting discussion going on in another one about closed versus open TLDs, and perhaps that has absorbed all the interest. But our questions got a very low level interest in terms of response. I mean, we got some good responses, not to put those down, but, you know, most of the groups we've gone and talked to this week had not answered, and while we had some very fine conversations, that they hadn't answered. And now we have an open session, and there isn't a roaring. Now, one view we could take of it is that accountability and transparency is all peachy keen, and there really is nothing to be done, and we should take meaning from that, that no one is bursting with, we have accountability and transparency issues, and we should look at that. The other possibility is that we haven't managed to make the issue relevant to the rest of the community. And the third, more pessimistic view would be that there's just despair about there being transparency and accountability, and why bother? And I'm not trying to say it's one or t'other, but I'm just wondering, given the degree of interest and excitement over it, should we be looking into that for some meaning? Thank you.
This is Brian, for the record. I'm sure that we as a team will discuss this when we reconvene. There's a multiplicity of conclusions one could arrive at, but in the absence of input from the community to inform any or all of those conclusions, I at this point would hesitate to suggest any conclusions. I think this is something we have to take stock of. We have to discuss it in our next meeting and perhaps with ICANN staff to take a sense of this moment and understand what it means for our report. Olivier.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the transcript. Just a personal note regarding the fact that this is not a particularly full room. I agree there might be other subjects at the moment that are taking the crowds away. But that said, we have been meeting with the different SOs, ACs, SGs, etc., throughout the week. So I don't think we should be defeatist about thinking, well, nobody, or take any negative conclusions from this. Perhaps we have already been able to address all of the different people. And this, as you said, we're such an open committee to listen and ready to listen, that perhaps the community doesn't feel the need to pound a message through because they're well aware that we have been listening to their concerns so far.
Thank you. Carlos?
This is Carlos. For the record, I just concur with what Olivier just said. We have spent hours with different groups. I wasn't aware they even existed. Nevertheless, I think we are in a situation where the ICANN community is inside. So if we expected people outside of the insiders who are online or traveling specifically for this meeting, then there are some arguments we should really keep in mind, Avery. So I always think, I also think that you have some good points that we have to talk about. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, from my perspective, the purpose of this meeting is to give the community an opportunity to give us input. So since there are a handful of people in the room and a couple online, I want to again extend the invitation. Anyone have any questions or any input for us to consider as we go about our work? The microphone is open and online. Feel free to pose questions. Alan.
In the absence of questions here, I'll point out that we are going to be still in data gathering mode for a little while now, and in analyzing things, we are prepared to take email input. There's an email address on our website, or lacking that, you can send it to any one of us, and we'll forward it to the full team. Anything you have related to how ICANN is doing or how it should change in relation to accountability and transparency, in relation to the implementation of the first three review teams, is certainly welcome, and we'll be taking it into consideration.
Okay, without seeing any volunteers, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.